Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Special guest this hour is our new friend, Gabe D'Annunzio. Gabe is Vice President of Marketing with a company called BizPhone. Gabe, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you with us. Gabe, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I guess kind of one of those people who got stuck in high tech at an early age and never knew enough to get out. I've been involved with technology-based products for, almost 35 years now. Got my start in the computer industry in the 1960s, working for Honeywell. Mainframe computers, slugging it out against IBM, and then I followed the evolution to mini computers, and from mini computers, I began to get involved with what computers ultimately were going to do for a living, which was to communicate. First, I was involved with companies doing data communication, and now most recently, I've been involved with BizPhone, dealing with one of the areas that technology hasn't really made the proper advances in, which is voice communication, and especially as it relates to the needs of smaller organizations. So I've sort of touched all of the different technologies.
Well, thank you for that, and I'm glad to know a little bit more about your background. I appreciate you sharing that with us. Folks, our phone number is 888-822-8255. If you'd like to join me or Gabe while we're talking about telecommunications and some of the things we're going to be touching on is technological convergence. And Gabe, I know that's something that you guys are focusing on a lot these days. The fact that in the past you had a phone at home, you had a phone at the office, you had a cell phone, you had a beeper, you had whatever else, maybe a personal planner, what the PMD, personal management device, I think they're called. You've got all those different devices. As technological convergence moves at us at light speeds, you're going to wind up with one of those, one object, aren't you?
Well, that's true, and I think, you know, that's one of the big battles today, which is the device going to be based on your telephone, or is the device going to be based on your personal computer? And you can see the battle lines being drawn. You know where Bill Gates is throwing his billions. And
tell us what you've heard Bill say about that.
Well, I think he wants to make sure that the telephone of the future has some need to be driven by a Microsoft operating system. Because if that isn't the case, then, wow, there's really not much room for Microsoft to play. So, as you perhaps would notice if you go to one of the large office superstores today, they're starting to do test marketing of a Microsoft telephone, which really has a ton of Microsoft software built into it. And this is going to be their attempt to use all of the familiar approach to running a computer to run a telephone. On the flip side, companies like Nokia and a lot of the cell phone producers, they're trying to make the cell phone an incredibly smart device with sort of a proprietary, much simpler operating system. But the idea would be to, why not put a small screen on the back of the cell phone and really let it provide all of the information content that you need to communicate during your typical business day.
Well, aren't you going to be limited? I mean, and I'm thinking of those two schools of thought there, those two approaches to the market. Aren't you going to be somewhat limited in what you're going to really feel comfortable doing on a small device?
Well, that's true. Of course, the idea would be that the technology in the small device could be scaled up to be a physically more friendly device, if that's the issue. I know that, you know, a lot of us have gotten used to sort of the form factor of a telephone, and, you know, what's a convenient thing to look at.
And don't forget, and we're very familiar and comfortable with a keyboard.
That's true, too. So, again, part of always what happens when new technology emerges, there's that overused expression, but it's really true, that we as users have to go through a paradigm shift. And, of course, we, whether we like it or not, are going to be faced with yet another one as we as consumers get to vote with our dollars which of these sort of competing technologies and feature sets is going to win.
Well, you know, if you look back and you realize that in 1983 I paid $4,000 for a Mac.
Yes.
The first one. I still have it, by the way. It's a fern planter right now, or a boat anchor, whichever one. And for that computer, it had 128K of RAM. 128K, no hard drive, mm-hmm. and at all, and so, and you know, and very limited programming, but today, and you know, and the software didn't cost very much, but today, as one of the things that's been interesting to see has been that software prices have gone, maybe not gone up as much as hardware prices have come down, and so today a really features-rich software program will cost you almost as much, if not as much, as a very capable computer.
Yes, that's really true. I think the whole economic model of the marketplace has changed as the fundamental business model of the suppliers has changed. Coming out of the mainframe era, companies were in business to build these enormously expensive hardware boxes, and the goal was to get 70 to 80% gross margin out of the consumer by selling them this equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today, most computer manufacturers are content with gross margins of less than 20%. Their view is it's the razor blade handle.
Right.
And what they realize is that the real money is made on what you put on it. Now, naturally, the hardware manufacturers would like to accessorize this mm-hmm. basic product, so they've got all kinds of things that enable you to make more use of it. But you're right, the whole economic model has shifted to the value being added in the software. And, of course, the Internet is making that difficult because, as we all know, when we get on the Internet, we expect everything to be for free.
That's right. Which is an interesting model in itself. You know, yeah, I remember the first cell phone I bought years and years ago
mm-hmm.
was $500.
Right, and it came in a big bag.
Yeah, and now they give them away.
Absolutely right. They give them
features
away.
Rich ones. So you kind of have to wonder we just got about 30 seconds before we go to a break. Actually, we don't have any time. Gabe, when we come back, I want to get you to tell us who you think has the advantage. The folks who are focusing on the software or the folks who are focusing on the hardware. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. We are back. It's 24 after. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to the show that is dedicated to providing you with the maximum opportunity to succeed in your small business. And Gabe D'Annunzio is our guest this hour. He's our new friend, and he is the Vice President of Marketing for a company called BizPhone. And we're going to get him in just a minute or two to tell us a little bit about BizPhone. But, Gabe, I was asking you, before we took our last break, I was mentioning, we were talking about the two different approaches to the marketplace, and one is the software and one is more the hardware. Who do you think is going to win, or is there going to wind up being a sort of a melding of all that?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, the easy cop-out answer, but I think probably the more accurate run is we're just in the first phase of evolution in terms of how the different devices are going to take on identities of the other device. How the phone will become more like a computer and the computer becomes more like a phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I sense that we're still in that transition stage, and it's kind of early. So today we got to sort of pick. My sense is that for a lot of people, the easy next step will be to use their computer more like it was a telephone, at least in those situations where you can sit in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that your day-to-day activity, desk-based, I think for a lot of folks, they're probably going to find it easier to think about, gee, you know, my phone is a pretty dumb device when you really get down mm-hmm. to it. It doesn't hardly know how to do anything other than, you know, ring and give me a dial tone. So
one of the things that's helping to morph into that direction is the use of headphones by more and more people.
Well, sure. That's right. So now if you have...
Now we're away from the handset.
Well, and now, of course, if you plug the headphone into the computer, there's been a lot of work done in some really accurate... voice recognition software. So
mm-hmm.
the next question is, well, do you really need to actually dial a number with a keypad? Why don't you just speak it?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just speak the name of the person you'd like the computer to call? It would recognize the name and dial it for you. I mean, there's software today that you can buy for $100 that knows how to do that.
Yeah. Now we're moving towards Star Trek.
Well, that's true. Now, I mean...
Computer, find Dr. Spock.
Right. Now, that said, it's been my experience at BizPhone that there's a lot of reluctance on the parts of lots of people to do that. especially among small business owners that I've talked to, their attitude, and I think it's a fairly rational one, is I want to keep my computers and my phones separate, especially because if I've been using a computer that's based on Windows, not to slam the folks at Microsoft, but they do understand that that isn't necessarily the most stable and reliable thing in the world. And as you might have noticed in some of the really tragic news coverage of the tornadoes in Oklahoma a few weeks back, there was one gripping scene that I will never forget. There was a photograph of a home totally decimated by this storm. There was a table with a telephone on it, and the story was that when some rescuers went and picked the handset off that telephone, they got dial tone. And that's sort of our expectation about what phone service ought to be. So the real fundamental problem is you don't have that expectation about using a computer. It sometimes is there, and other times it isn't. And until the reliability and the predictability of service that we have become as a nation so used to being delivered by that wonderful device called the telephone, I think a lot of people are going to have a tough time really depending exclusively on the use of the computer to do what we expect a phone to do, you know, even after a devastating storm.
But incrementally, there are devices that we're using more and more that are helping us to make that move from, you know, it sort of reminds me of the guy I read about one time who had a cocaine habit, and he actually was able to break the addiction to cocaine, but he never was able to break the addiction to snort. Now, that was the most interesting story to me, because the physical activity of snorting. And so he wound up snorting some kind of innocuous powder maybe he's still doing it. But my point is even though we may have this fancy smancy computer on our desk, there's still something about picking up that handset and being tied to the phone. And there are things that are incrementally moving us away from that. The portable phone, the cordless phone. Many people are saying that before too long, we will be totally wireless in our telecommunications in our homes.
Well, I think that's probably true, because you bring up a really good point. The home market has a unique problem. And the home market is plagued by this thing called the last mile phenomenon.
Right.
The last mile is this very low-tech copper wire that links your home into, ultimately, a very sophisticated communication system.
Gabe, stand by. We've got to take a break. Folks, we'll be right back with Gabe D'Annunzio. I'm Jim Blessing, the Small Business Advocate. We're talking about telecommunications. Where is it headed? Stay with us, please. Welcome back, heroes. It's 33 After. Thank you very much for joining us. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. If you have a question or a comment that you'd like to ask me or our special guest, Gabe D'Annunzio, I'd appreciate it if you give us a call, 888-822-8255. If you'd like to ask Gabe where you think things are headed, if you've got a specific question or an answer, just give us a call. Our website, I should say, is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just remember the name of the show, put the words all together, and add the normal stuff on the front and the back. And don't forget, there's a new section on the website called The Advocate on the Road, and that includes the last trip I made, which was to Washington, D.C., covering the Small Business Survival Summit. Check that out. Steve Forbes' speech that he made at that summit is there, and we're going to be adding some new stuff in the days ahead. Also, I'll remind you that coming up in next week, I'm actually going to Raleigh to be a keynote speaker at the North Carolina Business Incubator Association, and I'm looking forward to visiting with all the good folks of Raleigh over there. Gabe D'Annunzio is our special guest. He's Vice President of Marketing for BizPhone. Gabe, take a minute and tell us a little bit about BizPhone.
Well, okay, BizPhone is a company kind of aligned to your audience. We specialize in providing phone systems for small businesses, and a focused market indeed, because we're addressing the needs of businesses from about 2 to 10 people. And we concluded that this is a very underserved market, because if you really want a full-featured phone system, you've been expected to spend thousands of dollars, $5,000, $6,000, $8,000. And so our whole goal was to sort of create a whole new price point for this market. And so we've built a phone system that handles 6 lines and 8 extensions, has built-in voicemail, allows you to transfer calls, use your cell phone as if it was an office extension, and we've done this for a complete system that small business can buy for under $2,000, and that's our business model.
Well, the thing that's exciting to me about what about your products is your switch.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, historically, if you were able to buy a switch, it cost you $50,000-$60,000. And that's my last experience with buying a switch, which was you know 8 or 9 years ago, and but now we're talking about and now tell them what I mean when I say switch.
Well, it's short for switchboard. It's sort of the device that stands between the inbound telephone lines and your extensions, and automatically switches those inbound calls to a desired extension. Similarly, it provides dial tone for any individual extension to give you an outside line. So this switching function. Normally was based on computer technology that developed 10, 15, 20 years ago, which is why these switchboards cost so much.
Mm-hmm.
And what we decided to do was to go down a different path, use really contemporary technology, one of them being what's known as digital signal processing. And we can fit all of this technology on one circuit board, about the size of a VCR. And the other point that we decided was that one of the reasons these products cost so much is the way the consumer has been forced to buy them. You had to buy them through a middleman who, in fact, bought it through a middleman. So a lot of these products have had two, sometimes three levels of markup because of the way they're distributed.
Mm-hmm.
And our model has been to follow the Dell model and basically sell the product direct over the telephone.
Right. And you have people around the country who are qualified installers for your equipment.
Exactly. So since the phone has one attribute that computers don't, which is you need to wire them, you need to sort of create a network in your building, that we've built an alliance with third-party installers so that that function can be handled for a small business who probably has more important things to do than string phone wires around the baseboard of their offices.
Tell our audience how they can contact you and how they can find you.
Well, the simplest is to use modern technology. I'd suggest that they take a look at us on the web, www.bizfone, that's bizfone.com.
Okay.
You
have an
800
number?
Find out about us.
You have an 800 number?
We have a bunch of 800 numbers. Most of them are keyed into different ads, so I find that the easiest way for people to call us is to just go to the web.
Okay.
And there, on the web, you can find a number that you can call.
All right.
If you're interested in finding out more.
Bizfone.com, B-I-Z-F-O-N. You know, one of the things, I've seen your brochures, Gabe, and I'm going to sort of put you on the spot here a little bit. I know about the old telephone technology and the pricing, and I am impressed with the capability of your equipment, and I'm very impressed with the value that you seem to be able to deliver, but it still looks like the old technology. What's Bizfone going to do about all this new technology we've been talking about?
Well, when you say the old technology,
well, there's a handset and there's the
it's
hardwired and all that.
Yeah.
That's the old paradigm.
Which
we're all going to continue to be using for a long time,
exactly.
But we're not going to throw our phones away in the next year or two. But my question is, where are you guys headed with this?
Well, certainly the very first thing that we've decided is important is to provide a much tighter integration of cell phone or wireless technology in general into a wired phone system. So one of the things that we've done is to allow people to just change a little bit of the thinking about what does it mean to have a telephone extension, which is usually a three-digit number that if somebody dials it, your phone rings.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to extend that concept to cell phones. So we call the concept the universal extension number. And it says that basically extension numbers should be assigned to people, not phones.
Mm-hmm.
And so once a number that you can assign it to yourself is assigned to you, you can direct any telephone anywhere to behave as if it was wired into your business.
So with your equipment, my cell phone can be an extension that can ring right through.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Unmanned, too.
Unmanned.
Yeah. All right, stand by, Gabe. We've got to take a break. Folks, it's 39F. When we come back, we're going to get Gabe to talk to us about what he thinks is coming down the pike for the home market, even for the home-based business market. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 44 After. Thank you for staying with us. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Gabe D'Annunzio, Vice President of Marketing for a company called VisPhone, is our special guest. And Gabe, give us your website one more time, please.
www.bizfon.com.
Check it out, folks. I think you're going to enjoy finding out about some of the capability that their company offers. I'm pretty impressed with what they've got, and they've got some good equipment, and I think they've got some good ideas, too, especially for some things that are coming around the corner. And it's obvious to me that Gabe knows what he's talking about, because he's given us some really good information this hour on the telecommunications industry and where he thinks things are going. Let's talk, Gabe, about the home market. What's going to be happening there?
Well, of course, the home market's really going to be exploding, because the home really has a much bigger choice of technologies than most businesses, in particular cable access, cable TV access to the home, and the use of that channel as an alternative to the phone line for basically everything, not only for TV, not only for web access. A lot of people on the East Coast taking advantage of services from a company called Media One. But those same companies, as we notice now with AT&T investing in cable service, are going to provide telephone service. They're going to provide dial tone through essentially your set-top box. And so this...
You'll be able to make phone calls through your TV.
Basically, you could think of it that way. I mean, basically, it's the cable that services your TV. And the magic word, of course, is bandwidth. That cable has tons of it, because it overcomes, as we were saying, that last mile problem the phone company has, which all they've got is a little twisted pair of copper wires coming into your house. So,
and the farther away you are from the central office, the smaller the pipe is, isn't it?
Well, that's right. And so with the cable services, you really don't have that phenomenon, but you really have hundreds of times more capacity to move information in and out of your home. And so, of course, again, that's an issue that we at VisPhone want to look at, because this switch, as we talked about, the switchboard, now really is going to play an expanded role of deciding, because a lot of homes are going to have multiple ways of getting in and out. You may continue to use your phone line as well as your cable service. And you're going to want to sort of have a way of moving all of your different information sources through the most efficient pipe for you.
So do you see us having a switchboard in our homes?
Absolutely.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I think that's going to be kind of standard equipment for the home in the not-too-distant future, is to have some kind of a device that will allow you to route your audio messages, your phone calls, your internet traffic, to multiple locations in your home. I mean, a sign of American home affluence is how many homes today have multiple computers, which, of course, usually after dinner, wreak havoc in family life, because there is this enormous competition to get on the Internet.
Well, one of the things that switchboards are going to do is provide simultaneous access to the Internet from more than one computer.
Yes, absolutely.
In the home.
While still making it possible to place a phone call, while still making it possible, if you're running a home business, to have a message come through on your fax machine.
And watch, and for two or three other people to be watching television.
Absolutely.
And this is all because of the big pipe capability.
The big pipe, that's right.
The broad bandwidth that Gabe's talking about.
Yep.
Very interesting. And you know, something this is very exciting to me, Gabe, and one of the reasons why I'm really glad that you're helping us to focus on this. It has been said that there are 22 million small business owners in America, but it's also has been predicted or projected that there may be that many more home-based business people.
Yes, I believe that's a statistic I've come across as well.
Yeah, and the thing is if what you're talking about is comes to pass, and I believe that it will. It will be easier and less expensive and much more convenient, and you'll appear much more professional in your home-based business. And so, therefore, I think more people will be either starting home-based business or staying in the home rather than outgrowing their capability from the home and moving downtown because they think they've got more capability and a little more professional presence. The kind of thing that you're talking about is going to change that, isn't it?
I think you're right. I think the technology choices that would be available to the office operating out of the home are, in fact, greater, more diverse, than are going to be possible for a while in the traditional office setting. That now, all of a sudden, we've, again, paradigm shifted. It had been that all of the phone companies had concentrated on rewiring the metropolitan downtown center because they thought that's where their business was, that's where their businesses were concentrated. And now all of a sudden the cable companies who wired up the suburbs because that's where the TV sets were now suddenly have this incredible technology advantage. So, yeah, it's probably going to be, there'll be more telecommuting, there'll be more people having the flexibility to work at home because the communication environment in their house is better than what it is back in corporate headquarters.
It just really is exciting to me to think about what all this is going to look like. Not even a long way, not even a long time from now, maybe 10 or 15 years from now.
Oh, yeah.
Because the boomers, people in my generation, maybe yours, Jake Gabe, from some of the numbers you gave me a minute ago, I think you're probably a boomer as well. When you and I have retired, the people behind us are not stuck in some of the old paradigms that a lot of us are.
That's right.
And I think things are going to be different.
Yep.
Stand by, folks. It's 50 After. I'll be right back with Gabe Benunzio, Vice President of Marketing for BizPhone. Stay with us, please. We are back. It's 54 After. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jim Blassing, the Small Business Advocate. I want to remind you that coming up in the next hour, our good friend Harold Lacey is going to be with us, and we're going to be talking about angel investors, how to find them, how to deal with them, how to negotiate with them, what you should wind up with, what kind of a deal you should expect from them. Harold does a great job, and he's the author of the book called How to Finance Your Business Dreams with Other People's Money. It's a great book, and we'll be talking to him coming up in the next hour. But right now, we're still visiting with our new friend Gabe Benunzio, Vice President of Marketing for BizPhone. Gabe, please give us your website again one more time, please.
www.bizphone.com.
All right. And I recommend you check them out, folks. They've got some interesting products that I think you'd like to know about, especially if you are in small business. And if you Gabe, you guys have got some home-based business products that are coming down the pike, so pay attention to that, folks. You want to check them out. Let's talk about something you call unified messaging, Gabe.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Well, it's something that we technotypes think the world can't live without, and I'd certainly be interested to listen to what your listeners think about it. But the whole idea is to blur the distinction between message retrieval from a telephone and message retrieval from a computer. So the idea of mixing and matching voicemail with email. So
that isn't that capability available now?
Well, it is, but not on a very wide basis. I mean, the whole idea would be for you to be able to pick up a telephone and essentially listen to your email, to have a device translated from visual into audible form and to hear it. And similarly, to if you had a screen, you could have this device translate audible voicemail into readable email.
Mm-hmm.
The technology is there, and of course, a lot of people are saying, on first blush, it sounds interesting, and then, you know, people start to assess it and wonder, well, is it really going to be helpful? Similarly, you could be able to pick up your phone at a remote site, let's say you're out of the office on business, and you could have your telephone speak the header messages of faxes that were left at your office, and then if you wanted to hear the fax, you could push a button, and a computer would turn the content of the fax into spoken words.
Kind of a cross-platform kind of a approach.
Exactly.
It kind of got started. I guess maybe would it be safe to say that the early stages of this was when you could send a fax by computer?
That was certainly the beginning of it, but it really now has gotten to, again, the ability to use all of this very sophisticated speech recognition and text-to-speech conversion software that is really making all of this possible, so that you can literally have your telephone dial into your ISP, get into your email account, download the email, and literally turn it all into voice. Of course,
are you hardwired when you're doing this?
No, not necessarily. You can do it from a cell phone. Of course, everyone jokes about the fact that the ultimate voice, which still needs a lot of work, sounds like what they call the drunken Swede.
Right.
But we'll get past the drunken Swede pretty soon, I'm sure. But this seems to be an area that's going to move very quickly. I think people are going to find this integrated message management a standard feature, no matter which approach to small business communication they follow. It's going to be built in there. So,
I still can't think about all this technological convergence without thinking of Dick Tracy's wristwatch. his two-way watch. Remember that?
Yeah. Well, in fact,
Gabe, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to stop you.
Okay.
But I'm going to have you back again real soon because we've got a lot more to talk about. Will you join us again?
I certainly will.
I've enjoyed having you with us. Thank you for being here.
Goodbye.
Good job. Gabe DeNunzio, folks, Vice President of Marketing for BizPhone. Got to wrap it up for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember these 10 two-letter words. If it is to be, it is up to me. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.